French President Jacques Chirac, an outspoken opponent of the war against Iraq, expressed regret today that President Bush had launched an attack on Baghdad, and he warned of serious consequences. Chirac spoke as European Union leaders gathered in Brussels for a spring summit. The meeting was intended to deal with economic matters, but is being overshadowed by differences within Europe over the war. NPR's Nick Spicer is in Brussels. What else did Chirac have to say today?
Well, Chirac repeated that in France's view, only the United Nations can take decisions on war and peace, as France has been insisting throughout this crisis. He said he hoped the operations against Baghdad went as fast as possible, with as few civilian casualties as possible. And without specifying them, the French president warned of what he called serious consequences, although French officials have said before they expect more terrorism, and the French government today took steps to beef up security on that front. Finally, Chirac called on the international community and Europe to come together to deal with the challenges created by this new situation. That call was echoed in London today, which of course has a completely opposite view of the crisis in Iraq. Foreign Secretary Jack Straw called on Europe to come together and pointed out that if you look at the future enlarged Europe with the new members joining, 14 of 25 European countries support the war. Germany said to move on to another country that it is dismayed by the outbreak of hostilities. We'll know what all of these leaders think when they gather here, and they are gathering here now, later tonight in Brussels, than when they begin talking tonight.
Is Iraq now the main agenda topic at the summit?
Absolutely. It has eclipsed everything else. This was supposed to be a big summit talking about economic liberalization to make the European Union's economy more competitive. But Greece, which is the country currently acting as president of the European Union, decided to put Iraq at the top of the agenda. And it also decided to dump talks that were scheduled on Europe's future constitution. This is really quite important because the draft constitution calls for a real common foreign policy for Europe with a foreign minister and so on. But the Iraq crisis, I think, really made it clear to the people drafting it and to the European Union leaders that this was really not the time to discuss such things, and that such hopes would have to be put back into the future because of what is being called the biggest foreign policy crisis in the European Union's history.
So this split within the EU over Iraq is a big deal.
Absolutely. I mean, we've heard a lot about the transatlantic split. The one here is perhaps even more vitriolic. There's a fear of a big showdown tonight between French President Jacques Chirac and Tony Blair. France yesterday angrily rejected a charge that Blair made in Parliament that France's veto threat to the UN caused diplomacy to fail. The French say Washington and London just couldn't manage to win support of a majority of nations at the Security Council. There's also a personal rivalry between the two men. Both would like to speak for Europe. It's not clear that either does, although Chirac's anti-war stance has long had the support of over three-quarters of the public opinion across the EU, including in the future members that Foreign Secretary Jacques Straw was talking about.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Brussels.